morning. Please rise for the processional hymn. Actually, there's no procession. Yes, there is. I apologize. Please rise for the processional hymn number 631. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thought of our hearts and inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved your neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together in Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your given. Almighty God, strengthen you with the power through the Holy Spirit that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Please rise for the Kyrie. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us praise to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God and the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, O gracious Lord. The hymn of praise today is number 840. Now thank we all our God. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The prayer of the day, please join me. Merciful God, the fountain of living water, you quench our thirst and wash away our sin. Give us this water always. Bring us to drink from the well that flows with your truth through Jesus, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. The first reading today is from Exodus 17, verses 1 through 7. From the wilderness of Sin, the whole congregation of Israelites journeyed by stages as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. The people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." And Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel? Why do you test the Lord?" But the people thirsted there for water. And the people complained against Moses and said, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried to the Lord, "What shall I do for this people? They are almost ready to stone me." The Lord said to Moses, "Go on ahead of the people and take some elders of Israel with you. Take in your hand the staff of which you struck the Nile to go. I will be standing there in front of you on the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock and the water will come out of it so the people may drink." Moses did so in the sight of the elders. He called the place Massah and Meribah because the Israelites quarreled and tested the Lord, saying, Is the Lord among us or not? The word of the Lord. Today, the psalm is 95. We'll read it responsively. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. For the Lord is great, for the Lord is a great God. And are the depths of the earth.
The heights
of the mountains are also his. The sea is his, for he made it. O come, let us worship and bow down.
Let us kneel before the Lord
our Maker. For he is our God. Do not harden your hearts as at Meribah.
As on the day
when your ancestors tested me, for 40 years I loathed that generation. Therefore, in my anger, I swore. The second reading is from Romans 5, verses 1 through 11. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but boast of our afflictions, knowing that the affliction produces endurance, endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us that while we are sinners, Christ died for us. Much more surely, therefore, since we have now been justified by his, we'll be saved through him from the wrath of God. For while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son. Much more surely, having been reconciled, we will be saved by his life. But more than that, we even boast of God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The gospel reading today is from John 4, verses 5 through 42. The gospel today is the third Sunday in Lent. It is from the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to... Okay, it's a good day to stay seated, so. So he came to the Samaritan city called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired by his journey, was sitting by the well. It was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone to the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria? Jews do not share things among us." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying that to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said, "Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us this well, and with his sons and his flocks drank from it?" Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become the spring water gushing up to eternal life." The woman said, "Sir, Give me this water so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water. Jesus said to her, Go call your husband and come back. The woman answered him, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, You are right in saying, I have no husband, for you've had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true, the woman said. Sir, I see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you say that the place where people must worship is Jerusalem. And Jesus said to her, Woman, believe me, there is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know. For salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here where the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father seeks such as these to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. And the woman said, I know the Messiah is coming, who is called the Christ. When he comes, he will proclaim all things to us, Jesus. Jesus said to her, He, the one who speaks to you. Just then, his disciples came. They were astonished that he was speaking with a woman, but no one said, What do you want? Or why are you speaking with her? Then the woman left her water jar and went back to the city. She said to the people, Come and see the man who told me everything I have ever done. He cannot be the Messiah, can he? They left the city and they were on their way to him. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, Rabbi, eat something. But he said to them, I have food to eat that you do not know about. So the disciples said to one another, Surely no one has brought him something to eat. Jesus said to them, My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to complete his work. Do you not say, 4 months or more, then comes the harvest? But I tell you, look around you. See how the fields are ripe for harvesting? The reaper is already receiving wages and gathering fruit for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may rejoice together. For here the saying holds true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you did not labor. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor. Many Samaritans from that city believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I have ever done. So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them, and he stayed for 2 days. And many more believed because of his word. They said to the woman, It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord. It goes like this. Jesus and his friends were traveling from Judea in the south back home to Galilee in the north. It was a 90-mile journey. John, the gospel writer, says he had to go through Samaria. If you look at a Bible map, you'll notice that the usual route from Judea to Galilee does not go through Samaria at all. Jews would take a longer route to avoid Samaria. If you went there, it was because you had business there. So Jesus had taken a side road, and after walking for hours, I'm sure some of his disciples were complaining. They arrive at a well, Jacob's well. Jacob's well, it is a functioning 135-foot deep well. It's situated in the Orthodox Church near the modern town of Nablus, West Bank. Caretakers will draw water for visitors to drink. The disciples are hungry and thirsty. It's midday. It's hot. Jesus is tired. So he sends them to town to buy food. And now the plot thickens. As he sits by the well in the heat of the day, a woman approaches. Now that would make a first century person that's hearing this extremely uncomfortable. In the first place, she's Samaritan. For 700 years, there's been a deep and hostile division between the Jews of Judea and their second cousins, the Samaritans. It had to do with who was pure. They had excommunicated each other from what both sides thought was the one true faith. For centuries, they had been raised to hate the other. So here he is, a young Jewish rabbi, sitting at a well, and he sees a Samaritan approaching. It's time for him to get up and move away to avoid a confrontation that's going to be unacceptable and, in fact, illegal in the Jewish faith. Furthermore, it's not any old Samaritan, it's a woman. The law was clear for Jewish males, particularly rabbis, that they have that they are not to have anything to do with women other than their wives in public. It would render Jesus. Why was the woman alone? Why was she coming to the well at noon? We do not know the reason why. Throughout history, she has been vilified as being a prostitute. It's probable that she was just a victim of her culture, given in marriage by her father, maybe to a much older man, then at his death passed on to the next brother, and so on and so on. It's called the Levirate marriage law. Had she been an adulteress, she would have been stoned. It's possible that she just unfortunately ended up as an indentured servant to the whole extended family. And her low status made it uncomfortable for her and the other women of the village. She had simply been excluded. Women carried water in clay jars balanced on their shoulders, heads, and hips. They weigh 35 to 45 pounds apiece when filled. 1.5 mile is a hard trip, especially in the heat of the day. I wonder why the village would be 0.5 mile from the well. Were there other wells that she wasn't allowed to use? At any rate, it's time for Jesus to clear out. Instead, he asks for a drink of water, and she responds, "You know better than that. You're not supposed to have anything to do with me." Their conversation continues. She's not intimidated by him, and he tells her, and for the first time, she feels accepted rather than rejected. She is so stunned that she drops her jar and begins to run back to the village to tell her neighbors about this amazing man. Just at that moment, his disciples arrive with lunch, and they're horrified. They are more shocked that Jesus is talking to a woman than he's talking to a Samaritan. "What are you doing? Why are you speaking to her?" It was for them, the disciples, a most important lesson that God came not to condemn, but to save, not to exclude, but to include, not to judge, but to redeem. And then the final detail in this story, John says, many Samaritans believed. Jesus and his disciples spend 2 days in the village. They must have eaten together. They must have slept under the same roof. And when they resumed their journey to Galilee, they probably embraced. And that is why John says he had to go through Samaria. The encounter with the Samaritan woman at the well is the first time Jesus announces he is the Messiah. I, whom you speak to, am he. Jesus' interaction with this woman is not restricted by her gender, her nationality, and she gets an answer to her theological question, and an entire Samaritan village comes to faith. She goes on to spread the good news to others. In the Eastern Orthodox tradition, the woman at the well is a saint known as Fotina, or in Russia, Svetlana, meaning enlightened one. And she is considered equal to the apostles in their religion. And she is rightly remembered as the first Christian evangelist. As further recounted in John, she was quick to spread the news of her meeting with Jesus. Eventually, in AD 66, having drawn the attention of Emperor Nero, she was apprehended, tortured, and died after being thrown down a dry well. Her role as an evangelist transformed her from outcast to saint. One time, long ago, a woman accustomed to be excluded said to Jesus, "Sir, give me this water so I may never be thirsty." And that's what he did, inviting her into his amazing kingdom of welcome and grace. A Samaritan woman, a religious, racial, and moral outcast, gave Jesus a drink of water to quench his thirst. And Jesus gave her living water, his love, which he meant for her and for us to know as God's acceptance, God's inclusion, and God's love. Amen.
Please refer to the handout, and it's the hymn of the day, I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say. Please rise and join me with the confession of faith of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, died and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Reconciled by God's mercy and sustained by God's presence, let us pray for the world and its needs. O God, when suffering arises, preserve, give to pastors, deacons, bishops, and all servants of your gospel the endurance that produces character and the hope that will never disappoint. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
When the waters run dry, sustain the earth. Send water to places languishing with drought and bring relief to places damaged by floods. Hear us, O God. When quarrels ensue, soften our hearts, quell hostilities between nations and people, and reconcile all humans across the lines of race, class, nationality, moral conviction, religion, and all else that divides or oppresses. Hear us, O God. When your people thirst, satisfy their needs. Send water and food to all who need nourishment. Grant welcome to all those who are excluded. Show mercy to any in need, especially those we lift up to you now in our hearts. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
When we gather to worship, let us send us your spirit, Renew our hearts through the joyful noise that we make and bless the work of your church, musicians, and musical ensembles. God,
your mercy is great.
O God, when death draws near, we rejoice in the promise of life with you. We remember all who have entered eternal rest, and we pray that you bring us the hope of sharing in your glory. Hear us, O God. Receive our prayers, O God, through Jesus Christ, our strength and salvation.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
Please join me with the prayer of our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated.
All right, kids. It's a special day. Did you guys know there's it's really fun out there? Flashlights was their thought. Charlie said, let's use.
Thank you.
This takes a minute. You've never seen a band like this, but it's amazing. Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the third Sunday in Lent. We especially welcome all of you who are visiting with us in person today to watch, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Aiden Gehring. Happy anniversary this week to Bill and Vicki Meadows. Happy birthday this week to Joanna Alice Kress, Macy Winder, Marlene Henry, Caden Unroe, Curtis Campbell. Are there any other announcements? Offering will be collected at this time.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, time, and our possessions. Use us that we have gathered in feeding the world with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Recessional hymn is number 632, O God, our help in ages past. Serve the Lord.